The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
We had Regis on the show, and his throat was all jacked up.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about my voice. I lost it about 2 weeks ago, and it's just getting worse. I tried Mucinex. Bird, did you ever lose your voice?
I constantly. When I go out and I tie it on the night before, I always lose my voice the next day on the
and
air.
And how do you get it back? You have any special recipes or anything?
Actually, I do have this. It's a throat tea that I use that, like, works overnight. It's really great.
Bert uses a throat tea. What's the name of this tea, Bert? We're going out to get it right now.
Throat coat or something?
It is throat coat. So Melissa with the save there and remember the name of it because she used it after I did.
After you did, I used it when I had a cold one time. And it's not the best tasting tea, but it certainly works because it does coat your throat.
I don't even have
yeah, that's the name.
That, good name. I don't even have a sore throat and I want to go get it.
So this was Regis on his show. You know, they just talk randomly in the first couple of minutes of the show.
So I talked to this guy, this radio host, Bert Weiss, in Atlanta today.
Yes.
And he tells me that he uses throat coat.
Throat coat. Yeah. Yes, I've used throat
Have
coat.
Have you?
Yes.
And does it work?
I think so.
You see, I'm just wondering what is good for this thing.
Which was really
that's
cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic. On national television.
That's quite a coup right there.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich Eldridge, who's a friend of the Bert Show. He's a friend.
Well, he's a friend of some of ours.
Some of you guys. For 7 years, we've had this great relationship. And he writes about the whole Regis thing. I text him yesterday, like I normally do, when I think we have a story that's peach buzzworthy.
Your feelings are hurt. The way you're talking is...
I don't know where it's gone wrong with us. Like, I feel like...
Lights will go.
I feel like I do when I get in an argument with my wife and she's mad at me, but I have no idea why.
Well, that's probably your ego.
Not anymore, because I have ego away. So Rich writes about the whole thing yesterday, and I did. I texted him once yesterday, hey, Regis said thank you to me on his show. Is it Peach Buzz worthy? And I text Rich. It's the guy that writes Peach Buzz in the AJC. And normally Rich is very good at getting back to me. And he'll either write something like, yeah, I heard it, or he'll call me. And I didn't hear anything from him, so I emailed him the exact same line. So I text and emailed, and he covers it in the Peach Buzz this morning, but then he takes a swipe at me at the very end of it.
Well, you also went to his house and left him a note on his door.
And I did that skywriting
thing yeah.
Also.
And sent him some message balloons.
And then he takes a very hurtful swipe at me.
Smoke signals.
In the Peach Buzz this morning.
Morse code.
First of all, I'm going to eliminate it. He's not a friend on my MySpace anymore. That's going to hurt
Your
him more than
Your voice is
it hurts
about to
me.
Break.
I need throat coat. It says, we learned about the less than scintillating cycle of events. There's the first shot. There's the first one.
Well, I mean, I do hurt for you. It's,
no, you don't.
Hold on.
Yeah, I can see the look of hurt on your face right
You love
now.
It, Jeff.
I just think it's funny.
Better him than me is what you're saying.
Because one that, boom, right on the nose. Bam, right there. But I think it's...
I mean, technically, I didn't do anything wrong, right? This is normally what we've done with Rich for 7 years, correct?
But I think... I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay.
I just think the less than sinling, because the reality is, Regis just said your name.
I think that's pretty.
I think that's a big deal, but I just think it's
a national.
If it was Jeff Dollar, if he said your name on national television,
are you kidding me?
Come on.
Yeah, I've already got him mentioning my name during the interview as my ringback.
Exactly.
Reed just saying my name over and over.
We learned about the less than scintillating cycle of events when we heard the interview live on Q100. Then we watched live, and then we received a text from Weiss and a follow-up email. Here's the real shot. Buzz was tempted to reach into our desk for our own handy work-related remedy, ego away. So there's something desperately wrong with my relationship with Rich Eldridge, and I have no idea where I went wrong.
I'm just laughing at Bert being so perfect.
You should have seen my face this morning. In our industry, when you get into the Peach Buzz, it's like a coup. Because you know there are other morning shows that get up and they read the column also, and you've got bragging rights for the day.
Not today. They're high-fiving each
other. Totally high-fiving each other. So I'm reading the article. I'm like, this is great. He covered it. There's Regis Philbin's face and everything. And I read through the whole thing, and I get to that last line, and I'm like, what? WTF? It was such an emotional high and an emotional low.
I saw it last night.
And you didn't warn me?
I didn't know
I
about
didn't
it.
Know I didn't how know how to tell you.
I didn't know about it until you came in with this, like, because I had said when I walked in this morning, because I didn't get an ounce of sleep last night. So I was like, oh man, I'm struggling today because I didn't get any sleep. So I'm going to have to game up. And the person's like, well, I'm in a bad mood. And I'm like, well, what happened? And then so I didn't know about it until Bert broke the news to me when I got in the studio.
We had dinner a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I said something. I don't know. But
Hold on.
The Coldplay Sing for My Heart.
We do need to do a second date, article update.
No, I'll call him after the show and find out what I did to offend. In the meantime,
and you've
Chris
got
Martin speaks for me.
Chris Martin is comforting you. Rich wants to talk to you.
I don't know that I can.
Hold on, okay?
I don't know that I can do this.
It's on line one.
I don't know that I can do this.
Now try to be humble.
What did I do? Where did it go wrong? Rich, where did it...
Good morning, Bert Show.
Where did it go wrong? I mean, explain to me. I'm so confused by our relationship.
Bert, it's not you. It's your ego. I love you, Bert. It's not you.
But I didn't handle this any different...
Sometimes your ego crawls out and texts messages people and then hacks into your email account. And sends things out.
But when I text you, you're usually so good at texting back. You'll either write back, yeah, I heard it, which means, okay, you don't want to cover it,
well,
or you'll call me.
I got to be honest. I was chasing a few other things yesterday in between.
Hold on a
minute. Regis references, there's a presidential candidate. His name is Barack Obama. Now, okay, Bert, walk with me. Take my hand. Okay.
Oh, God.
Take my hand and walk with me.
This is going to get ugly.
We are going to step away from the situation.
All right.
We're going to gain some perspective.
Okay.
All right. We're looking out over the horizon. Now.
Regis
Philbin comes on, does a live interview, which was very fun.
A phlegmy Regis Philbin.
A phlegmy Regis Philbin. And he's got a tickle. A thing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Bert, what would you do? And you're like, I use this stuff. And he's like, oh, great. So then Regis, because he probably didn't go out to a film premiere the night before, Regis, in advancing years, he gets on the air, and he's got to talk about something for 10 minutes during host chat. So he brings up, you know, well, I'm phlegmy, and this guy, Bert Weiss, you know, and so... I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm jotting it down.
It's a nice little mention, sure.
And, you know, so I'm like, well, you know, that may or may not make the final cut for Peach Buzz, depending on the news cycle, depending on whether I can find out whether Barack Obama got on the treadmill for 20 minutes or more at the Peachtree Center Athletic Club.
Okay. And for the record, let's just say Barack Obama had no throat condition.
Not any throat condition that I'm aware of. Correct.
I think I understand what you're trying to say is that you were very busy yesterday and there were very important things that you were working on.
Well, and Bert, again, we're stepped back. We're looking over that horizon.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, do you think stepping away from you as Bert Weiss, do you think that maybe this is the most important thing in the universe?
No, but I just don't understand the swipe, because it was a text and an email.
You think it was over the top, Rich? From Bert's...
It was a little over the top.
Because from Bert's perspective, I think he was worried that
again,
you...
we're stepping back. We're looking at that perspective. We're looking at that horizon. And Bert, honestly, you know, I have to deal with a lot of morning show personalities.
I understand.
And they all think that every single thing that happens during the course of their 4 or 5 hours on the air every morning is column worthy. And we both have known people in this industry in the past who are no longer on Atlanta radio, who they got to the stage of their career where if they urinated in the morning, they thought that should be in the column.
But I have never complained to you before if you didn't put something in the paper for us. You know, you and I have always been okay with that. That wouldn't have offended me at all.
Bert, I think that we just need to work on our relationship a little bit. Maybe go to some couple of counseling.
Hey, just for the record, if you're filling space, I did urinate this morning.
I'm constipated.
If you can email me the color, that would be great.
I had asparagus.
All right, so in the future, how should I handle these then? When I think there's something that might be buzzworthy, how should I do that to where you're not offended?
I think that one or the other would have been good yesterday.
Okay.
Well, one or the other.
And the singing telegram... That was also a little over the top.
All right, then I will ask you, if I send a text, for 7 years you've sent me a text back saying, got it. So I just assumed that you didn't get it, and that's why I sent the email.
Well, you know what? The reason I didn't send you a text back was because I'd already heard the segment on the radio and then seen the follow-up on the TV show. So I was kind of in the loop. And a lot of times if I send you a text back, it's because I didn't hear the segment. Because, again, I'm listening to all these morning radio shows.
Gotcha.
And so if I'm not necessarily in the loop on it, I will maybe send you a text back and say, hey, could you give me a call so I can get more information about this?
I find that I always get a prompt response from Rich when I use my email address, VickyLock@gmail.com.
Well, and that is a factor. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Rich, so we're still tight. We're still holding hands, looking out over the horizon together.
We are. But I just need you to know that I'm holding hands with everybody. Everybody on Atlanta Morning Radio. It's not just you. We're not in this relationship.
And I'm
just,
fine
just
with that.
Oh, it's like
I'm
a Coke. It's like the Coke commercial. We're all holding hands there in the field.
Swaying back and forth with each other.
And here comes that polar bear sliding down to screw up our big penguin party.
All right, Rich.
I didn't mean to be hurtful.
I will spray myself.
Okay, that's not exactly honest.
I did mean to be hurtful. I know you did.
I meant to take the wet towel and snap you on the ass a little bit.
I still don't. Okay. I don't quite understand it, but I understand.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I just wanted to hurt the ego.
Well, you did that successfully. If your mission, Rich Eldridge, was to hurt me, you hurt me, Rich Eldridge. You hurt me. You hurt me to the core, Rich Eldridge. All right, man.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.